But it is spring in France, and that's where we're going right now. By the way, thanks to the texter who wrote, it's pronounced can, not can. So you can't in can, but you can in can. That's how I'm going to try and remember. Thank you, texter, for the tip. However, I have got on the line from Cannes right now, Fergus Grady from the French film Aotearoa. He's doing some research in Cannes right now. Fergus, is that how the locals say it, by the way? Kia ora, Fergus.
I think it's either or. I mean, I try not to say it like the Australian Queensland city, but it's good to be here. Nice to be with you as well.
Oh, it's lovely to have you on. What a lovely assignment, Fergus. It's kind of miraculous you're even there.
It is. Three legs to get here, a lot of forms, and it's a 100-page travel insurance document that I had to read through, but I'm here and COVID-free so far.
So tell me, Fergus, I've never been anywhere near something as glitzy as the Cannes Film Festival. Is it really as glitzy as it appears on the television?
I think Tom Cruise is in town today, so I think it's been quite a big, 24 hours for the festival because they thrive off the star value and the publicity that comes with someone like Tom Cruise being here with Top Gun. So. When you walk past the red carpet on those types of events, it is pretty glitzy. But you know, we're all over the place meeting producers and agents from all over the world. So we're mainly in the back end of Cannes and trying to do some deals and trying to get some great films into New Zealand cinemas.
The back end of Cannes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the back end of Cannes like?
Well, you know, there's lots of these apartments that get booked by the French industry and we meet in these sort of empty, sparse apartments and go through all the films that are upcoming and try and pick the best ones for New Zealand audiences.
It almost sounds like slightly surreal. What there are these kind of apartment blocks and people from various parts of the film industry from various parts of the world are all meeting each other and doing deals over movies.
Yeah, no, it's great to be back. I mean, it's been a long 2 years. I think New Zealand's been lucky, but a lot of these producers have not been able to make anything in lockdown. So, it's great to have the New Zealand film industry as well as the whole entire, global film industry here for this week.
The big theatre where we see all that red carpet, where is that?
Yep.
And what's its name?
So it's the Lumiere Theatre, which is on the Croisette, which is kind of on the port side of the Cannes city. So, it's a convention centre that hosts a lot of events throughout the year. There's a couple of TV markets as well as the film festival. And, it's a great venue to watch cinema as well as to meet all those producers and agents that we need to talk to about their upcoming films.
Is it where all the films are shown?
No, there's other private cinemas kind of in the back streets of Cannes. There's three or four that we spend most of our time in. So the Croisette Lumiere Theatre is sort of a red carpet dress code. And so I try to avoid it if I can. Otherwise, I'm snoozing at about 11 p.m. halfway through a film. We're watching films from 8:30 in the morning all through the day.
Is that your main job right now, Fergus, to watch as many movies as you can?
It's a challenge, isn't it? It's a fun challenge, and it's a very productive time to just sit in a theater and watch film after film, and as opposed to being locked down and in a pandemic, watching films on your laptop. So it's nice to be back and great to see stuff on the big screen.
How many people descend on Cannes for the festival when there's not a pandemic on?
I think they have about 30,000 registered industry people. And on top of that, you have a couple of big cruise liners in town, and then you just have the general tourists who are in the Riviera or the Côte d'Azur. The Monaco Grand Prix is on this weekend, so it's kind of a busy time for this part of the world this week.
Is the city absolutely packed full?
It will be by the weekend. I'm anticipating a lot of Europeans will descend for the important days, which are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think by Monday when I leave, it will be a lot quieter than it has been.
Fergus, it sounds reasonably busy where you are right now. Where are you?
I'm in a cafe, just sitting across from the Lumiere Cinema, and just trying to get through some of the trade magazines that get published, talking about industry gossip and the upcoming screening schedule for the day, trying to circle some good films.
So let me guess. I'm guessing it is what, 17 minutes past 9 in the morning?
Yep, that's correct.
And what's it like? Is it a nice May, bright May day?
This is probably my 5th or 6th Cannes, and it's the best weather I've had so far. It's been 20 plus degrees every day, quite muggy actually, but today it feels like it's a bit windier, so you might get some Mediterranean breeze through the day, but it's great to wear a t-shirt and stroll along the Croisette, and it's been great to be back.
Do you see actors, famous actors wandering by, or maybe in your case, famous or great directors wandering by?
Yeah, you see a lot of the juries. You know, they have the guys that decide who wins the awards at the end of the festival. You see them quite a lot at the various cinemas because they have to watch every film in that competition. So, a lot of celebrities, a lot of actors and directors are on those juries. So I've seen a couple so far, but yeah, it's a funny one. You kind of realize who they are when you walk past them and then they're already gone. So.
Yeah, I put a picture of a jury up on our Facebook page, and they all look extremely glamorous. Mm. They're all very well dressed, yeah. And I don't recognize any of them.
Mm. A lot of the French business is kind of favored here, but normally they have one or two English sort of language actors that sit on the jury, just to give it that nice publicity angle for the Hollywood Reporter and so what.
And are the jury kind of the ultimate in royalty? Do they get really well treated? Like, does everybody go out of their way to be nice to the jury?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I don't know of any corruption per se, but I think they do get treated pretty well by the industry on a whole. But it's going to be interesting to see who wins this year. The last two Cannes Film Festivals have been a bit quieter with the pandemic, so this is kind of the first year back. Everyone's excited to see who takes the Palme d'Or, which is the main prize here. So yeah, looking forward to seeing that next week, that result.
And the films, are there films that you really want to see, that you're really looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, no, there are a lot of films that we're considering for our French Film Festival next year, and a lot of films that, you know, have been talked about through the pandemic, and it feels like a couple of these films have been finished or in the can for the last 2 years, and just waiting for that kind of post-pandemic release window to try and, you know, capitalize on the world re-emerging.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what's on your priority list?
Well, there's some great French directors here. Claire Denis, who we track all her films, so she's got Stars at Noon, which is in competition here, so that's something that we might consider for next year. And then there's on the French side, there's Arnaud Desplechin, who's got Marion Cotillard, and that's something that's playing tonight, so I'm excited to read those reviews. And then on a wider, you know, world cinema, we've got great sort of directors from Sweden and Korea, and David Cronenberg's back. So yeah.
From, if you're somebody who's made a film and you want as many people as possible to buy it, then what is your modus operandi at Cannes?
Well, you need an agent, I guess, to help provide those contacts and to broker those deals. So we often, you know, fill our time here with meeting these agents, and some of them are pretty reputable and others are smaller sort of, you know, sole operators. But the agent's the first step, and then having the film, if it's finished, play in competition or in one of the sidebars, one of the other competitions like Director's Fortnight or Critics Week. And then if you're, you know, at script stage, you can often sell a script as a pre-buy with distributors. wanting to secure the rights as early as that first or second draft. So there's various ways to sell a film here, and it's good that the industry's back, and it looks like it's healthy at the moment, which is nice.
So one of the trades that goes on is not just in finished film, it's in films in, I guess, on paper. You got a script. Would anybody like to produce this movie?
Exactly. And, a lot of these development executives just read scripts all day and decide who's going to, play the role of these scripts. And then they package the projects up with cast and directors. And then all of a sudden, it's in production and you see it next year in Cannes. So it's an interesting kind of life cycle of these projects. Some of them have been around for 20 years. Others have just come through and you might see them next year in cinemas.
I guess if you're looking for finished films to bring to a festival here, then that's not what you're after. But there must be only so much time, Fergus, for you in terms of movies. So the agents must be trying to get you to go and watch their movie as opposed to somebody else's?
Yeah, exactly. That's the aim of the game for these agents, is to try and grab you and get your attention as quickly as possible. But it's such a busy week. I look at all the screening schedules, and it's impossible to try and see everything. So we just have to try and pick what we think will be the best films for our audience, and hopefully they deliver.
And what's your strategy in terms of doing that?
Well, it's talking with various colleagues and industry kind of people in the know. As a project evolves through from script to shooting, and we see some stills or images or even trailers before the film will premiere, so we kind of get a sense of how the film's turned out, the performances, and then ultimately if someone in the know has seen the film maybe in Paris at an early screening, then they might tip you off and say, you need to cover this.
You're listening to Nights on RNZ National. I'm speaking to Fergus Grady, who's one of the organisers of the French Film Festival in Aotearoa. Right now, he's in Cannes for the Cannes Film Festival. But Fergus, tell us a bit about what's coming up, because you're looking for movies for next year's festival. What have you got already in the can, so to speak, for this year's?
We've got 21 great films that we're excited to present from the 1st of June. We kick off in Auckland and the rest of the North Island as well on the 1st of June. We are opening the festival with a great film called A Mermaid in Paris, which is sort of a romantic kind of fantasy set in a dive, well, a kind of a cocktail bar, a cocktail barman and singer falls in love with a mermaid that he finds on the banks of the Seine. So it's kind of playing off on the Amelie type genre.
And what else? That already sounds mouthwatering.
It is. A couple of great dramas this year. Daniel Orte, who you might remember from The Untouchables, is in a film called Farewell, Mr. Huffman, which is a kind of a taut thriller set in one of the world wars, and he is Jewish and has to evade the Nazis and ends up using one of his employees to take over the jewellery shop that he runs. That's one of the better French films I've seen this year. And we've got the master French director, François Ozon, who's got another film out in our festival called Everything Went Fine, which is interesting kind of conversation about what's been happening in New Zealand with the referendum recently. So, yeah, there's a lot of great dramas, but, it's those comedies that often shine through. We've got an amazing comedy, Employee of the Month, which is a little bit farcical, but, very, very grounded in its reality. And I would highly recommend that one if people are looking for an escape and a nice French comedy, Employee of the Month.
You got to France, what, I guess, after the election, because the election was just the other day.
The election was 2 weeks ago. They had two rounds of voting, so we've got Macron back in for another term, and I haven't heard any people disappointed about Le Pen not getting in, but it's nice to be back in France, and the French film industry is still cranking along, which is great. They produce more films than most other countries, which is pretty incredible for the size of the country.
I mean, I guess, and forgive me for my prejudice here, but I'm guessing that you're probably in an area of a demographic right now where there are not a lot of Le Pen supporters. But I wonder if some of the movies that have been made, which you might get a chance to see at Cannes this year, actually deal with some of those issues of nationalism in France and the growing influence, because it's not going away, of Le Pen, is it?
No. No, I think she's hung in there for the last couple of elections. So yeah, I think it's a wave of nationalism sweeping Europe and maybe parts of the world that you know we do see on the big screen. And yeah, it's a talking point. It's interesting. But there's also a lot of comedies that elevate us away from the kind of the depths of the politics of the hour. So I'm always looking for great comedies for people to escape the current situation we find ourselves in.
And how long are you going to stay in Cannes? I'm saying Cannes or Cannes, you might have noticed.
That's fine. I've only got six days. I've only got 6 days, unfortunately. Yeah, I have switched. But yeah, the 6 days is full, and hope to be back in Auckland for the opening night, COVID-free.
Right. Now, hang on. The opening night of the French Film Festival here in Aotearoa is when?
1st of June in Auckland.
Right. You've given yourself less than 2 weeks to get by. Actually, by the time you've finished with the festival in Cannes, you're giving yourself just about 10 days or so to get back.
Yeah. It's not a lot of time. I'd like to be catching up with friends in Europe, but no, more important things to do.
Are you going to have much sleep between now and leaving the festival?
I hope to sleep on the plane. It was a long journey here, so plenty of time to catch up on sleep on the way home.
Fergus, I wish you all the best at the festival. Have a great time. Find lots of fantastic movies, and safe travels back to Aotearoa.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure. That's Fergus Grady speaking to us from a cafe near the Lumiere Theatre in Cannes, because he's there for the Cannes Film Festival. He's looking for movies for next year's French Film Festival in Aotearoa. This year's starts on the 1st of June, I think, in Auckland. And Fergus hopes to be back in time for that in, just over 12 days from now?